Hello, everybody. I wanted to add something extra for tonight's podcast. And this one is going to be titled, The Media Lies, especially in the United States. Okay, so where to begin? I know I mentioned to you all that I have been a victim of media lies. I wonder who really controls the media. And it's usually someone in power, the police, the military, things like that. Who's behind all that? Who feeds the media these stories? And who says what they can and cannot publish? All I know is that you are being fed a lot of BS. And I will rightfully point it out. I'm not gonna, if there's something that, for example, happened in Russia that indiscriminately is so obvious, do you honestly think I'm the type of person that's gonna cover for them and say, look, oh no, this isn't happening? I'm gonna tell people. I don't give a shit about, you know, what people think. If there's something that I feel is wrong, I'm gonna show it to everybody. But I haven't seen anything with definite facts coming out from our news that without a doubt is real. I mean, I've seen all of this stuff written and in the headlines saying, oh, Putin committed war crimes or something along those lines. But I don't see anything with legitimate forensics and facts. Nothing is substantiated, and that is the problem. I am not going to agree with something without seeing the facts first. And the reason for that is because, number one, I have also been a victim of fake news. I am not the only one. Many people have been the victim of fake news. I'm going to tell you what happened to me, okay? I was accused of a hate crime. And honestly, this was nothing to do with the actual law or the crime. It was the officer's personal vendetta and retaliation against me because I had beef with them. I had beef with a couple of these local cops. And I will go into great detail about everything that they did and how I acted in defense of their police aggression, their abuse of power, and their political, you know, game that they were trying to play. So I have nothing to hide, absolutely nothing to hide. In fact, I have wanted to bring every single trial, I mean, every single case to court. It was them who were scared of me. They were scared for me to come out and tell the truth to everybody. They are the ones, the police are the ones who are afraid of what I have to say because they know that I'm going to tell the truth. And I have a lot of facts to back up everything that I say. What they want is for me to just shut up and not say anything and for these cases not to go to trial. And that's why they were pleading with me to take these plea deals. And they were threatening me that if I don't take a plea deal, that they will, for God, you know, God knows what, destroy my business, destroy my reputation, make me go bankrupt, and hurt me so severely that I will never recuperate from this. This is what the police did to me. They threatened me with my life. And they said if I don't take a plea, you know, my life is basically over. I wanted to go to trial. I wanted to plead my case. I wanted all that. But at the same time, I had no other choice. And that's why I said, I gotta just give them the money and make this all go away. I don't have time for this bullshit. I don't have time for any of this stupid, idiotic things that the police are putting me through. And I don't really care anymore what people think of me, because no matter what, people are gonna think whatever the hell they want, no matter what. So I wrote, you know, I couldn't really fight them at trial, and I really couldn't fight them through the media as well, because everything that the media published, I felt like it was very one-sided, and it was slanderous, and it was inaccurate. I wanted to say a lot of things to the newspaper. I wanted to say a lot of things, and I couldn't. My lawyer and everything was saying, no, don't say anything. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, eventually I will talk. Eventually I will plead my case. So years later, I finally, you know, I started writing to the newspapers about certain things. One thing was about the police. I saw an article in the paper stating Jackson is the safest town in like the country or something like that. And so I wrote to the, I guess not the editor, but the, I don't know, whoever wrote the article, I wrote to them and I said, this is the stupidest propaganda bullshit I have ever heard in my life. We are not the safest town in America. We are not. The reason why we have the lowest crime rate is because the police don't do their jobs. And when I need help, they don't arrest people and they just let them go. And basically I wrote a letter, and then the editor or whatever said to me, well, if you write a letter to the writer, we will publish it. And I said, cool, all right, I'll write a letter. I wrote the letter. They said they were going to publish it, but I didn't hear back from them. And then, finally, they published it, but they didn't even tell me. But in the meantime, you know, I wrote my own letter to the news organization. And I said, basically, that why didn't you publish my letter? You said you would. And I want to read this letter that I wrote to them, because it's very deep, and it goes into detail about how exactly I felt about this whole situation. It was very traumatizing for me. It was very hurtful. I know a lot of people don't give a fuck how I felt, but I want you to hear it just so that you get an idea of how traumatized I was because of all of this that they put me through. Let me get that letter out. So, let's see. Okay, so it basically says, I figured you would never publish my letter to the editor. I know what this is truly about. The lady over there, in charge over there, has a deep subconscious jealousy and hatred against strong-willed and outspoken women like myself. All she wants really to do in life is help men like the police chief overpower us. When have you ever put women in the spotlight for good deeds? I have never, in 20 years of living here, ever seen anything on the front page news about a woman being honored. You only honor men in power, which I believe is true. I mean, they put this chief on the cover of the news almost like monthly for about stupid things like, oh, he went to Disney World. I'm like, nobody cares. However, I wrote, as you know, you did put me on the front page news with slander and accusations that were never fact checked and which were later dropped and settled out of court. Instead, I see the police chief being honored regularly for delusional fiction. 2 years ago, you used an old, ugly mugshot of me when I was 18 years old. That's like over 10 years ago. You used a mugshot of me when I was 10 years ago to make me look horrendous. And you put it on the front page news. And I know what this is truly about. It is about your hatred for women who stick up for themselves. Because I stuck up for myself. And 2 years ago, when all this was going on, I was battling the cops against malicious accusations while trying to save my family business and giving 24-hour care to my dying father, assisting my elderly mother who had a broken back, 2 back surgeries, and being a single parent. What were you doing? You were sitting at a desk gawking, and I managed to overcome all of those obstacles, to the likes of which you wouldn't even believe if I told you. The local police got everyone up against me, one woman against all odds. They had everything stacked against me. They even filed a restraining order forbidding myself, me, an innocent woman, from running the family business, from going home, from caring for my family. They actually filed a restraining order forbidding me from going to my own home. And I had to live in a hotel down the road. I had to fight against all odds as my father was dying. I could not even see him and care for him when he needed me. They wanted to drag my face in the mud, create this fake hate crime, and slander me, and slander against me. And they did this for years. And this news organization, they had no remorse and no concern about me. But to jump onto the bandwagon and publish fake news about me front page. These accusations were later dropped and settled out of court, none of which was a fine or a penalty, but you relied unquestioningly on the state's choice of words to make me look bad. You wouldn't even publish a simple letter to the editor in response to the police propaganda saying that we are the safest town. You would never publish the fact that I never refuse service to anyone, that I've never been against anyone's religion, ethnicity, or race. And the facts speak for themselves, because I have proof. I have record keeping of all of the different people who I have accommodated with respect for over 20 years, and the tens of thousands of people from all over the world who I have records of have stayed at my family business. And I have records of all of them from all over the world. I've never refused service to any of them. My family has survived all of the propaganda in Poland during World War II. And I know what propaganda is. Propaganda is similar to you relying on a police chief who worked a desk job and then quit. He hyped up his resume. And then he got a comfortably seated job here in my town as the new chief slash king. I just find it funny and amusing that even though these cowards all tried that all they could, they tried everything they could to go up against me in the hopes that I would lose everything. But my God is greater. And ultimately, I still managed to win. And I got the business out of debt. And I had to lay my father to rest. I weeded out all the corrupt people coming after me. But I will say this. You could write a million stories about me. Front page. And the police, go ahead. You can arrest me 100 more times. Maliciously. And I'm still going to be standing my ground here. Because I am the only true female hero in this town, in this valley. And I will outlive all of you, and I will still be here. Because this is just the beginning for me. The only thing you did by slandering me, by trapping me, by trying to condemn me, is you promoted me. And you gave me the power to see for myself that I'm not the one in the wrong. I'm the one in power. I have the power here, and I can overcome even anything. If I can overcome that, I can overcome anything. So I just want you to know that the media lies. Okay? I've been a victim of the media. Many people have. And just because maybe you haven't been a victim, maybe you've never been arrested, maybe you've never stuck up for anything in your life, it doesn't mean anything. Because someday you might have the urge to stick up for something and you won't have that opportunity. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I wanted you to know that you can't always believe everything you hear or see in the news. You definitely need to question and read carefully what you are seeing before you actually believe. That's my podcast. Have a good night.